listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. 15 new social homes will be built in Berrydale thanks to Canberra's Social Housing Accelerator program. Set to be built by 2026, the program is aiming to build more than 100 homes across the state. Federal Housing Minister Julie Collins says more Tasmanians will have a place to call home.
It's about making sure that these homes are accessible so that people can age in place and importantly that they're energy efficient.
The teenage boy accused of stabbing a bishop and a priest at a church in Sydney's West has been charged with a terrorism offence. The 16-year-old is expected to appear before a bedside court hearing today. The Mac Point development will now look to relocating the Good Shed on its stadium site after the building was granted a permanent heritage listing. While the Greens say it's just another sign as to why the stadium project shouldn't go ahead, Mac Point CEO Anne Beach says they weren't surprised by the update.
It isn't really a big change. So the Good Shed has been preliminary listed on the register since December last year and has been nominated for some time. And prior to that, the Good Shed has been listed as a place of cultural significance.
And take care if you're driving on the highway in Port Huon. A large tree branch has fallen across the road just before the Commandy Hotel. Some of the heat has been taken off Luke Beveridge after the Dogs' 10-goal win over St Kilda last night. Aaron Norton was marvellous under the lid, kicking an equal career-high 6 goals while Jack McRae finished with 30 disposals. Dogs coach Luke Beveridge says it was an encouraging night.
If we front up like we have tonight, a couple of other occasions where we've had good outcomes, you know, we'll be in the mix, but it remains to be seen, and we understand that. So if the question marks come over consistency, that's just a fact at the moment. The only way we can change it is to win games.